Peaceful protests are nothing new to college campuses. Charles Lawrence is a constitutional law professor at the William S. Richardson School of Law.
The idea is in our democracy is that all sorts of speech, whether we agree with it or disagree with it, or it's offensive to us or it's hateful, that we look to more speech in response to that as the way to deal with that speech.
But he says he's recently grown concerned that the same vehicle protecting free speech may be abused to allow hate speech, which intends to silence and threaten. And that's where you draw the line.
Of course, the First Amendment doesn't protect all kinds of speech, even in public forums, so that threatening speech is not protected. Mm-hmm. You know, libelous speech is not protected. There's certain kinds of commercial speech that aren't protected, but generally free speech is protected.
Professor Lawrence will be discussing the freedom of expression on campus in a Constitution Day panel at UH Manoa later today. And he says there are a lot of questions.
You know, what are the limits on speech on campus, and even what responsibility do universities have for protecting some students who are subjected to this kind of speech by other students or by faculty members or even by people from outside the campus.
International law professor Carol Peterson says the United States stands out when it comes to freedom of speech protection, whereas other countries have tried to regulate hate speech.
So Canada has laws prohibiting deliberate and public expression of hatred. And the United Kingdom has laws along that line. Denmark has laws along that line. And I'm not saying that they're easy to enforce, because whenever they're enforced, the courts do have to be careful to try to balance legitimate freedom of expression and the importance of debate in a democracy.
Professor Peterson says the answer requires a delicate balance, which we have found in other contexts.
We all know you cannot walk through Honolulu Airport and scream out bomb, right? You'll be in a lot of trouble if you do that. Well, strictly speaking, that's a restriction on your freedom of expression. So if we can find a way to balance public security and freedom of expression, I think we should be able to carefully investigate whether it's possible to offer more protection against expressions of racial hatred and acts of racial harassment.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.